sweetest friends, this shir should be a special schus for Maris Hannah Miriam Baschana, for Rabbi Yisrael Tzadok Ben Shalamis, and for Leilui Nishmas Maris Chana Bas Rav Meir Zev. In the previous shir, we saw something very interesting from Tosfos. According to Tosfos, if there are two Yosef Ben Shimons in a certain town, and then a shliach comes with a get, and he says that it's from a certain Yosef Ben Shimon, it's Yosef Ben Shimon A and not Yosef Ben Shimon B. According to Tosfos, he's believed. Just the Ede Mesira themselves don't know. He knows that it's Yosef Ben Shimon, he has Nemanis. But how do the Ede Mesira know that it's coming from the right Yosef Ben Shimon? And the Ede Mesira, like Tosfos writes, Afilu le Rebbe Lozer, Tzarech Ede Mesira Sheyedu Shesoa Baal Shliach Veleka. That even according to Rebbe Lozer, the Ede Mesira have to know that the husband made him a shliach. And how do they know? So the Ede Mesira don't know. Since the Ede Mesira don't know that the husband made this person a shliach, therefore, if there are two Yosef Ben Shimons, you can't use this get to divorce, because the Ede Mesira aren't witnessing a proper gerushin. So we were marich, we already had two shiurim discussing this, because Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked, well, maybe we shouldn't believe the shliach himself, if they're two Yosef Ben Shimons. Maybe he's not the shliach of the right Yosef Ben Shimon. How do you know he's telling the truth? So we explained that since he's coming to be mevarer, in other words, he's not being made on the etzem kashus haget, he's just saying who is the one sending this get? He has Nemanis. Then we ask, so if he has Nemanis, then why aren't the Edim Asira watching a Gerishin? Because if we believe him, then they can also believe him, and therefore they're watching a real Gerishin. Why do they have to know who it came from? They believe him, that it's the right Yosef Ben Shimon. So in the previous year we gave one mahalach for this, that this person is believed because it's like Yisurim, Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurim, he's Neman to be Mevarer, whether it's Mutter Usser, this Eid is Neman to be Mevarer, that this is that this get is kosher. But he's not Neman to be Mevarer, the Metzias. In other words, he can tell us that everything here is kosher V'Yosher, it's the right Yosef Ben Shimon, but he's not, just because he's Naman on the halacha that it's kosher, but he's not Naman in the Metzias, and Ede Mesira have to see the Etzem Hamaisa. It's not enough this bearer of the din, they have to see the Etzem Hamaisa. And this was fleshed out by Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz in Simen Ches of the Shari Chaim, and here in Simen Yadalef he in Oshei he gives another mahalach to explain why the Ne'amanus of the Shliach is no good. Why the Ne'amanus of the Shliach is no good to prove to the Ede Mesira that they've really seen a proper Gerushin. In other words, Lagabe based in, he's believed. But Lagabe the Ede Mesira, he's not believed. Why is he not believed, Lagabe the Ede Mesira? Why can't the Ede Mesira, why isn't it like they're witnessing a proper Gerushin? That Tosfos says no, because the Ede Mesira don't know that he made him a Shliach, so their Edus is no good. Why not? If we believe him, we should believe them, because they're believing him. We're believing him. So since we can believe him, since the Edus Kibazim can believe this Shliach that it's the right Yosef Ben Shimon, why can't the Edim Asira also rely on him? And they're really witnessing a good Gerishim. So we're going to learn some big yisodos here, Mirtz Hashem. In Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Simon Kufchof Hei, he writes that according to those shitas, that chalitza requires eide kiyum, because it's a dover shebe erva, so you should be miyachid eidim, because the bezin, since they're sitting, they don't have a shame eidim, because eide kiyum have to stand Kedin Eidim Hameidim Bifnei Beis Din. And since Beis Din of Chalitza is sitting, they can't be Eidim. However, in a Hashmata to this Tshuva, Sefer Drush V'Chiddush, Chelek Aleph Sof Ksubis, Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that La'achar Ha'iyun Niralei, that Eidim have to be Ba'amida is only Be'edus Hagadah Bifnei Beis Din. And we learn from the Pasuk V'Adam Shnei Anashim V'Fnei Hashem, V'al Be'edus Kazu, that the Maisa is only Chal when it's done in front of Eidim. They don't have to be Ba'amida when the Maisa was done in front of them. We say, Eidim Achsumim Al Ashtar, K'misha Nechkor Eidusim Be'veiz Din Dami, because they're made with their Chasima. Do we find that when they do the Chasima, they have to stand? No. When you give Eidus, that the Maisa is only Chal when it's done Bifnei Eidim, who says they have to stand? They don't have to stand. Kedushin also. Kedushin Lifnei Eidim. Lo tzrich shu Eidim ba'amida. The minig is, you go to a chasana, you see that the Eidim are ba'amida, but they don't have to be. If so, the Beis Din, even though they're sitting, it's still called Eidus. So not like Rabbi Kiva originally wrote in the Tshuva, that since they're sitting, that's not Eidus, it is Eidus. Because if they're Eidus, if they just have to witness, and without their witnessing, the event didn't happen. They don't have to be standing for that. You have to be standing when you're being made in front of Beis Din. But Pshuto, we have to understand the Gantz Shakla Vitari here. Because what does a Mida have to do with Eidei Kiyum? That's just an Eidus of Re'iyah. It's a Bishlam of Eidei Shtar. Maybe we can be done that they require a Mida because when they give the Chasima, they're being made. And this Rabbi Kiva Eger wrote very well that since it's not Bifnei Beis Din, we don't require a Mida because Vamdu Shnei Anashim Lifnei Hashem. And that's when they're coming and they're testifying Bifnei Beis Din. Because Be'edus Hagadah Bifnei Beis Din means in the Pasuk of Shnei Hashem, they're not being testifying in front of Beis Din. So you'd think maybe Eidei Chasima need Amida because B'Chasimasim they're being made. But Be'edei Kiyum, what's even Havamina that you should require Amida? They're just viewing the event. When you're viewing an event, why should you require Amida? If they're Eidei Chasima, so they're being made, so you're doing a Maisa Eidus, you have to stand. But the Eidei Kiyum, they're just witnessing. They're not giving Eidus. Standing is a din giving Eidus. So you see from this Rabbi Kiva Eger, a big Yisod, that Eidei Kiyum are not Eidus Riyah B'Lachud. They're considered Kimeidim. The Eidim of Eidus Riyah, it's like they're giving Eidus. When they see the event, it's like they're testifying about it. She'etzim hadover ma'shiroim ha'maisa the dover she'be'erva hareim kime'idim alech she'ro v'chalusai. The very fact that they see this dover she'be'erva is like testifying that it's kosher and that it's chal. Seeing it is testifying. It's a big, huge yisur from Rabbi Kiva Eger. And therefore Rabbi Kiva Eger says maybe you need standing. And in this he writes, no. Since there's no agadah b'fnei beis din, you don't have to do it. You don't have to stand. Because when do you have to stand? V'al m'shein alash v'nei Hashem, sh'as ha'gadah b'fnei Beis Din. And here, they're not being magid b'fnei Beis Din. The Beis Din just watching this chalitza, they could be sitting. But, akol panim, it's pashut to Rabbi Kiva Eger, that the ri'iyah of the Eidei Kiyum has Torah's Eidus. And therefore, the zahavimina, they should stand. Because just seeing is like being made. If you're the Eidim L'Kiyum HaDavar. V'yiso Dover Zeh, we see in the Ritva in Kedushin, who writes B'Kesher to the Halacha, that one of the Eidim is found Karav Apostle, the whole Eidus is Batal. That even though Dinei Momen is, and Dinei Nefashis, only when there's a Tzeruf of Psulei Eidus, who are coming to be made Beveiz Din, is when their Eidus is Batal. Vol al yidei Re'iyah de Psulim alone, the Eidus of the Ksheirim is not batal. Nevertheless, be'edei gittin v'kiddushin, that they're coming, l'kiyuma demilsa, when they're coming to be mekayim hadavar, when the psulei edus are with them, the whole ganze zach is batal. Just seeing it alone is mevatal. And he explains, listen to the lashon of the Ritva. Haynu b'din yamomis v'din nefashis, she'ein ho'edus miskayemes ad sheboim lebeizdin. So when it comes to dinei mamas and dinei nefashas, just watching the event is not shas edus. It's only when they come in front of Beis Din. Aval hocha b'kiddushin ein ha'edus ba'ala ames hadover bilvad. The edus is not just coming to verify the matter alone. Ela afilu yadina dehochi kushta demilsa shekitcha. Even if we know for the fact is that he was mekadesher, ein amekudeshet below edut, ve'en lekiddushim kiyum below edut. She's not mekudeshes without edus, and the kedushim has no kiyum without edus. Uvigzeres hakosavu, and it is a divine decree. V'kev and dekein, listen to this. Shas maisa hu kishas edusan. Since there's no kedushim without edus, so the shas maisa is the shas edus, and since the shas maisa is the shas edus. Since there is a tzeref of psulei edus together with them, the whole edus is batal, because when they saw it, that's shas hagadus edus. Just like a regular case where you have a tzeref of psulei edus who come to be made bebezin, that the edus of all of them is batal. So to hear when they're just seeing it is considered edus, if at the time of seeing it they're psulei edus, that passes the whole thing. That's the problem when you have a chuppah and you have psulei edus in the crowd. How does that work? They're watching the kedushin. They're psulei edus, the guy's mother, his father, his brother, his sister. Kopanim, we see from this ritva that edus l'kiyumim demilsa is not just an edus of riyah. It's not just that their job is to watch. In other words, that the Torah says, just watch in such a way that you could be made afterwards and based in. It's more than that. It's ke'edus ha'miskayemes b'ri'ya bilvad ve'etzem ri'yasini ki'yuma shel ha'edus t'chashiva kilo him me'idim lefaneinu v'yesh lanu kvar es edusam. Seeing it is like them giving the edus. So therefore, everybody who sees it, if one of them is puzzled, so he gave the edus in Beis Din. It's just like in other events and instances. When you give edus in Beis Din and one of the guys is puzzled, puzzles everybody. So too by kedusha, when it's l'kiyuma demilsa, anybody who sees it, since it's like he's giving the edus, Mimela, that passels the whole kedushin, and therefore we have this halacha of nimsechem and karva pasul like dusin betela deshas maisa he shas edusin. Again, you see this is sort of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that just looking at it is enough to be considered as if you are testifying, you're actually giving the edus, and therefore a karva pasul who's watching it is going to shter the whole edus. It's not going to be a good edus. And we also see this yisod from the Rambam. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz has such moridiki yisodus. Every shir, he just comes out with these huge, earth-shattering yisodus. We see this from the Rambam in the sixth parak of Hilchos Geirushin, Halacha Tes. Ketana can't make a shliach lekabbalah, even though chatzei rakoina lekedin gita kedgedayla, mipnei sheshliach kabbalah tzarech eidim ve'ein midim alakon she'en bendaz gemura. So she can't be appointed shliach lekabbalah because shliach lekabbalah requires edim, and you're not allowed to be made an akotan who's not a mendas. We see from the Rambam that you're not made an akotan is not only talking about hagadah b'fnei Beis Din, even edus lekiyuma demilsa, right? Because we're talking about appointing the shliach lekabbalah. It's not b'fnei Beis Din, it's just people have to be made that she appointed it to make a kiyuma davar. L'chori yapale, what's going on over here? That ein me'idim al akotan is because ein makablam Edus ela b'fnei baldin, and katan is k'lishelo b'fun of damia, like we see in Bava Kama on page 112a. And that ain makablam edus shelo b'fnei baldin is pshat what? That's be'edus the hagada miskabelus b'fnei Beis Din. The Torah says v'hu ad b'be'olav yavo ba'al asher v'yamad al shara. The ba'al asher comes, and you're made in front of him. What does this halach have to do with edus of kiyum? Talking about going in front of the Beis Din, and when you come in front of the Beis Din, the Baal Din has to be there, and a cut is like he's not there. What does this have to do with the edus of Kiyum? the paradigmatic case is not talking about Eidus of Kiyum. It's talking about Eidus have a Godam is Kabelis Bevezdin. Mvur Mizeh, this is so that we saw in Rabbi Kiva Eger, we saw in the Ritva, now we can trace it back to the Rambam. That Eidus of Kiyum is not just Re'iyah, it's like they're being made. And this Eidus that they're being made has to be in front of the Baal Maisa. And if the Baal Maisa is a Kadin, it's Kashilo B'fun of Damya. And therefore their Eidus is not a good Eidus. You want more? Look in Reb Chaim and the sixth parak of Hilchos Gerushin Alachates in that Rambam, and look also what Reb Shimon says in the Shari Yosher, in Shari Zion, parak Dalit. The Ranin Ksubis, Chof Beis Amud Beis, writes B'Shem HaRamban that we say that one aid says Niskatcha, and one aid says Lo Niskatcha. So you have an argument. One guy says this girl was married, and one guy says this girl wasn't. So the Gemara, Tarvayu b'pnuya komis hadeh. They're both being made about a pnuya. This Gemara is at the beginning of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. They're both being made about a pnuya. So they said she was originally a pnuya. V'haydu kamer niskatcha, and the guy who says that she was miskadeshes, havalei chad, he's one. So she's Niskatcha. But he started off saying Lo Niskatcha. So that's also one. So we have one against one. And then you have the other guy who says Lo Niskatcha. So, yeah, and I have two against one. So he says Niskatcha, but she was originally a Pluya. Pnuya, originally Lo Niskatcha. Vein Varav Shalechad B'mokom Shnayim Moiridik. So, one can't come against two. Because this is like Rav Papa who holds in Kedushin Tzav Samachayim with Beis, Shemakadish Beit Echad, Yechoshish L'Kedushin, says the Ran. And therefore, if not, that there was an aid that said Lo Niskatcha, the one aid should be believed to say Niskatcha. And even if she got married to somebody else, Tetze. Because Shemakadish Beit Echad, Choshim L'Kedushin, so therefore you would believe the one aid had it not been two against one. Mavur, that the Ramban holds, that your Mekadesh Beid Echad Choshishim L'Kedushin is not just Linyan Eidei Kiyum when they're both Modeh. In other words, not only if the man says, yeah, I was Mekadesh her, she says, yeah, he was Mekadesh me. And there's an Eid Echad, says, yeah, he was Mekadesh her. So it's not just that case, that Mekadesh Beid Echad Choshishim L'Kedushin, but also Beid Echad Meid Sheniskatcha. If you have one aid who is made, not Eid Ekiyum, he was made Sheniskatcha. This is Mashmer from the Gemara, we're not going to go into the proof. So, L'chora, even though Eid Echad is effective, L'kiyum de Milsa, like Rashi writes, Kedushin 65a, the Kevin de Erech L'Choshiv, L'Chayiv Shavu B'Dine Mominis, since Erechad is enough to be Machayiv Shavu and Dine Mominis, Be'ervanami Choshiv L'Skayim Kedushin L'Fonav, therefore also works that the Kedushin should work in front of him. But how do we know that Erechad is also good enough for Birur? Just because it works for Kiyum, how do you know the Eid Echad works for Birur? But based on what we said, it's very good. Because if Eid Echad isn't Roy Lios Eid Beirur, he's also not Roy Lekiyum. Because Lekiyum, the Eid is only effective Mishum Torah's Eidus Didei. Because he's actually being made. It's like he's the one being Mevarah the Dover. Because it's as if he's being made at Hechsher HaMaisa. And this Eidus that he's being made as he's watching it, that this is a valid Maisa, it's not only that he's watching the Maisa and he's making it valid, but it's like he's being made that it's a valid Maisa. So if Eid Echad is Mahanya L'Kiyum, it's also Mahanya L'Beirur. They go together, because every Eidus Kiyum is also an Eidus L'Beirur, because it's like he's being made as he's watching it. As we've been saying here, Gevaldik. if the Eidei Kiyum are like they're being made b'riyasam al hamaisa, so maybe lo yoel aid mi pied b'Eidei Chalos, because aid mi pied is not Eidus. Because to come in front of the Beis Din, aid mi pied doesn't work. So even if you have Eidei Chalos, aid mi pied wouldn't be effective. Not just Eidei Beira, that for example, they say they saw this loan and then they told other people and then they went to the Beis Din and they were made. Yeah. Ploni and Almoni saw this loan. And now we're, it's aid mi pied. But even Eidei Chalos, that we made this Kedushin happen, two people watched it. So if two other people come and say, yeah, they told us that it happened, that they watched it, they were proper Eidei Kiyum, that wouldn't work, because with the Kiyum also comes a Beirur. Like we said, it's like they're being made when they see it. And then if it's aid mi pied now, so then you lost that mila of their Beirur. So according to this, we can answer our original kasha. Why the ne'emonis of the shliach, who says in the get that he's the, that it belonged to the right Yosef ben Shimon, and he's his shliach, so we believe him, but it's not a hochacha for the Eidei Mesira, even though Klapei Beis Din it is. Because Klapei Beis Din is just a beirur. Klapei Beis Din, they just have to be mevarer. If it's the right Yosef ben Shimon, and we said that their Eid Echad is Ne'eman, as we discussed in the previous year. And even if Eidim are made afterwards in the Beis Din, the Pia Shliach, that he says, yeah, you know, the two Yosef ben Shimons, there's the really, you know, heavy set one, and then there's the really skinny one. He told us the really heavy set one. They're believed. Why? Because by Eidus of Isurim, Eid Mipiyed is kosher. My wife is in the kitchen, she cooks the food, and then she tells me it's kosher, and then I go out and I tell guys it's kosher. ABPA by Surim is Naman, also by Beirur it's Naman. But the Eidim themselves, the Eidei Mesira, that B'riyasa Mareim Kame Eidim al Etzim HaGerishin, when they see it, it's like they're testifying about the Gerishin. And included in their Eidus is that the Get is of that specific Yosef ben Shimon, and this person is the Shliach. And how do they know this? How do they know this information? They only know this information because the Shliach said so. And this is Eid Mi Pied. So yes, we can believe this person, he's coming to be Mevarer. And they can also believe him, the Eidei Mesira. Believe him all you want. But now when you see it, when you see this happening, and you believe that he's really the shliach of the right Yosef ben Shimon, of that specific Yosef ben Shimon, now you're being made that what he said is true. That's Eid Mi Pied. Because you have to be giving Eidus. That they're not allowed to do. They're made on the Etzem HaGerishin. What is he doing, the Shliach? What is he being made? He's being made that this is, it was given by that specific Yosef ben Shimon. That's Darvish Erva. He's come to Mivar. Who's the right Erva? Who's the guy? it's believed, like we discussed in the previous shiur. But they're being made that it's a kosher gerushin. They're not just mevara who the right husband is, which Yosef ben Shimon is. They're being mevara that this is a kosher gerushin. That's the job of the Edom. Because they're there l'kayim to see it, and by seeing it, they're also made. It's like they're being made Edei Beru. It's like they're saying that this is what happened, that they're seeing a kosher get. But they only know they're seeing a kosher, they're only saying, because again, by seeing, they're saying. They're only saying that it's a good get because of what the guy told them. And that's Eid Mipi'eid. And Eid Mipi'eid is not kosher for them. Eid Mipi'eid is by Surah. But not by Haggadah Bifnei Beis Din. In our case, if this Davar Shebe'erva, no, it's like they're being Magid Lifnei Beis Din. Eid Mipi'eid, what are you talking about? It's no good. And now we understand why the Ne'amanus of the Shliach is no good for the Edei Mesira. The problem with this Gevaldik Shikl Torah is the Gemara in Gittin on Chof Zayin Amud Beis that we learned in a previous shiur that says that Rabbi Rabbi Chana lost his get in the Beis Medrash, and he said I have Tvius Ayin, and it was given back to him because he's a Tzur Midrabbana. Tzur Midrabbana is believed that it was his get to give it back with Tvius Ayin, but not a regular person. And we asked why the Tzur Midrabbana is believed. You know, there's right, there's no Mechshash Meshaker, but it's a Davar Shebe'erva, and he's only one. Tzur Midrabbana is not believed by Eidus Gerin, Gittin, and Kedushin. As two, he's one. So you see that to be Mevara, that this get belongs to the Baal Isha, is not called the Davar Shebe'erva. Eid Echad is Ne'eman. Just normally a person is Chashash Meshaker, but a Tzur Midrabbana is not. Great. So he's believed. He's Tzur Midrabbana. But how are the Eidim Asira believed? Afterwards, when this get is given over, they only know from him. It's Eid Mipi'eid. It's a problem. We learned the big yisod in this shir about the nature of Eidus Kiyum, and we should be zocha lilmodu lelame lishmor v'lasos ulekaimas kol divrei salmo toresu v'yahava amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.